You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is about a video which you might have seen, which sort of blew up about a week ago, supposedly of a Russian, I think she called herself a public activist, who went around supposedly pouring bleach on men's crotches on the bus or I think train.
In response to their manspreading, wasn't
which,
it?
If you don't know, is when men sit with their legs too wide. So this quickly blew up, mainly with the sort of right-wing internet, but also with some more sort of, like one of them was Lad Bible, which you've heard of that.
For legitimate news source,
blocked on Facebook or whatever the equivalent is.
You need,
So, and it was just a general sort of like young man's comedy thing. So this blew up there. And even the thing it first came up on, which was In the Now, which is actually a sort of a division of Russia's RT, which is the state overseas broadcaster, although they sort of tried to keep that very quiet. They even acknowledged, like, some users have said this might be faked, but you can see it's really more about just getting the headline, getting the headline out there.
When I first saw it, I saw it in an independent article, and the headline was, you know, woman pours bleach on men's crotches. And then you sort of had to go past the video about halfway down the article to find out some people think it might not be real.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was pretty convinced when I first watched it.
Really?
Really? Because the whole premise is that there's this woman going around in Russia just pouring chemicals on random men. And if you watch the video, most of them just sort of sit there. Like, the biggest reaction she gets, almost like pushes her hand away. Which, I mean, I don't want to start denigrating Russia, but I imagine it's a country with a bit of a... I mean, they decriminalised domestic violence a few months ago. So just the fact that no one was, like, attacking her.
If someone... Well, not even just like, specific to Russia. Like, if someone came up to you and poured bleach on you, your reaction isn't just going to be like, okay, move on. Like, A, it's going to... Yeah.
So do you think the media...
The only reason...
Knew they were willfully spreading this propaganda.
I just don't think they really thought about it much.
Like, they just wanted the clicks?
I read a thing, I think they said Mashable decided not to post it because they thought it was a hoax before this all came out. But yeah, since then, a lot of sort of Russian independent newspapers have tried to track down the people. They found one of the guys who said, yeah, I'm an actor. They just gave me two pairs of pants and it was just water.
Yeah.
I thought that was his payment.
Well, no, but like, the thing is
in
as
Russia,
well...
Russia, that means a lot.
They could be pouring any transparent liquid onto them. Like, that's the thing about video. You can only see, and it's in a water bottle, is it not?
Yeah. Supposedly, it's like the bleach would, like, stain their pants. I don't know.
Yeah, but it takes a while to, like...
Well, I think it certainly shows sort of how easily this...
Yeah, well, everyone's so
desperate. To quote, you know, the word of 2018 or the... When was fake news a thing?
It's
2017 was it a big one? Anyway,
it's always been a thing. It's propaganda. Propaganda's been around for a long time.
I mean, it sort of certainly spreads like wildfire when it's an interesting video like that.
What do they say? The lie gets around the world before the truth puts its pants on. Which, funny enough, talking about pants.
What's the thing? Like, I saw the headline and I was like, oh, and it's clickbait. I instantly looked, and then watching the video, I'm like, oh, well, obviously, I've been...
Just tricked. To watch from
I didn't actually see if it made it to any of our papers. Anyone see?
I think it got some traction.
Not to name any
TV
papers, of course, but...
But yeah, and again, it is coming... There's the thing with, it comes out afterwards that it's probably fake, but by that point, it's almost already done the damage. Like,
I didn't actually hear about it being, like, confirmed fake since you told me.
But yeah, I mean, if you just look on YouTube, Russian feminist bleach, it's sort of... Daily Dilemma, woman splashes bleach on, quote, man spreaders, or crazy Russian feminist pours bleach, all caps, on men. Probably the one that seems to have gotten the most traction was on Rebel Media, which is a sort of Canadian, Oscars heard of it, sort of far-right outfit that was quite associated with sort of Lauren Southern, Faith Goldie, other sort of borderline white nationalists. They've tried, I think, to make themselves look not as bad after Charlottesville. It was the big rally where the car got drove into those people. But obviously it still sort of fits into their worldview. And you have had some figures more associated with the left seeming to defend it. Ben Norton, who no relation.
A third Ben today.
Related by a first name.
Annoyingly common name.
Yeah. But it's that thing. It's the perfect bait. Like, for a right-wing media source like Rebel Media or any of those videos to be like... It's like there's the other video that's floating around at the moment. of the guy at the pro-life rally who kicks the camera out of the hand.
Well, that is true.
That's so true, yes.
But it's, I meant to kick your phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the, roundhouse yeah. kick
in the same way that these are like the perfect like visual clips that just like spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
I mean, but with this, it's also, you see how, because RT still does do a lot with the sort of American left, it sort of promotes them quite a lot. So like I said, you had Ben Norton, you also had Glenn Greenwald sort of jumping in to defend it and really say, oh, it's just hysteria. And it's like, you think the default thing should be this is a hoax because it's such a sort of ludicrous premise that it's based on. But it's just when you go around endlessly defending the sort of reactionary propaganda, I think you have to take a look at yourself and see how you are leftist. Definitely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.